A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 4, the scripture says, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. God does supernatural works in the lives of his people, and he said to do the supernatural in your own life and in your destiny. The supernatural manifestations that we are expecting includes prosperity in adversity, God making you to prosper in every adverse situation. Number two is humiliating impossibility. God intends to swallow by his power every form of impossibility in your life. For that with God, nothing shall be impossible. There is no impossibility with God. And so God will humiliate every form of impossibility in your life and in your destiny in the precious name of Jesus. Number three, God also, by this great program, will be qualifying you where you have not been qualified. He qualifies the unqualified. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, from verse 11 to verse number 13, David, the unqualified among the children of Jesse, was the one that was anointed. When he came in, the Lord said to Samuel, "This is he." And the Bible says, David was anointed in the presence of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. He was the least qualified, but the manifestation of God qualifies the least qualified and places him over and above the rest. God intends to qualify you for the blessings and the miracles you are not even qualified for. That is the desire of God, the plans of God, the purpose of God. And as you participate in this great program, there is a miracle ahead of you, that life, that society, that people think you are not qualified for. But the mercy of the Almighty God will qualify you for these miracles, for these signs and wonders, and for these blessings and benefits. He qualifies the unqualified. In 1 Kings chapter number 2, you read from verse 13 to verse 15, Adonijah had approached Bathsheba, and in his request for Abishag to Solomon through Bathsheba, he had said, "You know, the kingdom was mine, and all Israel set their expectation on me that I should reign. However, the kingdom has been turned over and has become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord." Adonijah felt qualified, a sense of entitlement. He actually said, "All Israel set their eyes and expectations on me." He also said, "The kingdom was mine." He even used Bathsheba as a witness. "You know that the kingdom was mine from the beginning, but now it has turned to my brothers because it was his from the Lord." The manifestation of God turns things around and qualifies the unqualified. Solomon was not qualified, but the Lord manifested. There was a manifestation of the supernatural and qualified Solomon for what he was not qualified for. God gave it to him on the platter of his mercy. He qualified Solomon for what he was not qualified for. These are the wonders we are expecting. These 10 days at Shiloh that starts today. The wonders of God making you to prosper in adversity. The wonders of God making impossibilities possible. The wonders of God qualifying the unqualified. And also number four, another wonder we're expecting is the breaking of ancient old. The Lord will break you free from every ancient old upon your life and upon your destiny. In Mark chapter number 5, from verse 1 to verse number 6, the demoniac of Gadara was often bound with chains and fetters, and he plucked them asunder. He was wild. A troop overcame this Gadarene. A troop overcame him, and he lost everything he had. No longer had a house to sleep in. He was now sleeping among the tombs. The enemy held him bound in his grip, held him fast. But the Lord showed up. That was the manifestation of the Almighty as Jesus appeared. This man fell and worshipped Jesus, and he was broken free from this ancient hold. I see the mighty hand of God breaking you free from every ancient hold upon your life and upon your destiny. No matter how strong that ancestral cord had been, the hand of God, by the manifestation of God, will break you free from every such hold in the name of Jesus. And so get set, we are experiencing total deliverance. Deliverance from every satanic hold. Deliverance from every family power or problem. Deliverance from every carryover of negatives. The hand of God will set you totally free. The yoke will be broken. The burden shall be lifted from off your shoulders and the yoke from off your neck. Please be prepared. Get yourself ready. The wonders of God, the supernatural manifestations of God that will be breaking free from ancient old upon your life and upon your destiny. What again will be the supernatural manifestation of the Almighty? There will be strange lifting. Psalm 3 verse 3, for you, O Lord, are a shield unto me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. God is your glory and the lifter up of your head. And so a major manifestation of the Almighty that we're going to experience these 10 days is the lifting up of your head. God will lift up your head. In 1 Samuel chapter number 2 and verse number 8, the Bible says, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. And so God lifts the beggar from the ashes. He raises the poor from the dust. There is going to be strange lifting. These 10 days at Shiloh, by the mercy of the Almighty, one of the wonders, one of the supernatural manifestations we're going to enjoy is the lifting up of heads, the raising of head, the raising of the poor from the dust, the lifting of the beggar from the ash heap. God wants to lift you. God wants to raise you. And he's making this happen. It is a manifestation of the supernatural and one of the wonders that we are set to experience. Number 6, another wonder is the unusual open doors that we are going to experience. Great doors of advancement, of progress, of marriage, of fruitfulness, of establishment, of settlement. These great doors will open. These are the things that God is set to do. Unusual open doors. There will be an unusual open door for you in the name of Jesus. And number 7, there will be diverse miracles, healing, signs, and wonders. Diverse miracles, diverse healings, diverse signs, and diverse wonders. God is said to do all this during these 10 days at Shiloh that is starting today. Diverse miracles, diverse signs, and diverse wonders and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to the will of God. And so get prepared for miracles, get prepared for signs, get prepared for wonders, get prepared for unusual open doors, get prepared for strange lifting, get prepared for deliverance from ancient old and ancient bondage, get prepared for becoming qualified where you are not qualified, and get prepared for the humiliation of impossibilities. In other words, get prepared for supernatural manifestations these 10 days and beyond. There will be supernatural manifestations of God in everyone's life that will appear before God. So I beseech you, by the mercies of God, make yourself available in God's presence and let him humiliate every form of impossibility in your life, in your situation, and in your destiny. God is said to do amazing wonders in our lives, and God cannot be prevented. God cannot be stopped. God cannot be hindered. He will make great things happen in your life and in your destiny and in your family in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let me be totally delivered from every ancient hold in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that from every negative hold, every grip of the enemy of curses or covenant over my life, over my destiny, over my family, will be totally broken today in the name of Jesus. I proclaim my liberty and my freedom from every satanic hold in the name of Jesus. I break free by the power of the living God in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let there be strength lifting for me. Exalt my horn like the horn of a unicorn. In the name of Jesus, let there be lifting. Raise me from the dust and lift me from the harsh heap of destiny. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, let miracles, signs, wonders, diverse healings take place in my life and in my destiny. Make them common around me in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, for diverse miracles, healing, signs, and wonders. Make them happen in my life and make them common around me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Almighty will manifest himself in your life, and you will be qualified where you have not been qualified. I pray that the presence of the Almighty, the manifestation of the Almighty in your life, will break you free from every satanic hold, from every ancient hold, in the name of Jesus. I prophesy there will be strange liftings in your life. The Lord will exalt your own as the own of a unicorn. I pray there be unusual open doors for you. Doors will open for you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for miracles, for healing, for signs and wonders in your life and in your family. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 10 Days at Shiloh 2023 starts tonight at the Light Cathedral, 5:30 p.m. You may wish to join on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Send the message to your friends, to your family members, and let them join this great meeting. It promises to be fantastic. It promises to be great. And the Lord will do great and amazing things in your life and in your destiny and in all your invitees. God will make himself known to the praise of the glory of his name. In the name of Jesus. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.